and she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, baddies. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. And this week, I am still talking about Love Island USA. I think I want to do another full separate video, especially talking about the Hoda and Jeremiah situation, because my God, does that toxic situation need to be delve into to talk about codependency, hiding secrets, love bombing, emotional manipulation. So be on the lookout for that. Also, I have been doing a lot of shorts every night to talk about each episode in a reaction. You can find that on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. Other than that, I am holding tight for The Ultimatum Queer Love. I actually haven't watched the trailer, believe it or not. I've been holding off. I think because of, like, still my mindset, I've just been holding it off. But know that we're going to come back with recaps, and we're going to come back with recaps with some of your reality TV faves and Quita Tinsley, who has been on our Love is Blind recaps. After Love is Blind played in Black women's faces too much, she has left to talk about other shows on the podcast. So I'm so happy that the Queer Ultimatum has finally come back so we can have them on. Other than that, I am obviously doing exit interviews for Destination X, which you can find on NBC and Peacock. It's a fun show, just guessing destinations with little clues. Jeffrey D. Morgan is the host, and this week, Peter Weber from The Traitors, which we recapped on this very podcast, is now joining the cast, and Janae Craig of Love Island USA Season 6. So very excited about that. Josh Martinez absolutely lied to me in that preseason interview about ever working with them, which I am, like, gagged and loved. I'm just like, again, I think I'm a little bit of a Josh defender because he was my first full season that I watched as a fan. So, yeah, I'm kind of gagged that I'm like, at least I can say that that winner still has some good lying capabilities. So we'll see what's happening with Janae and Peter in these upcoming episodes. But here is my interview with a person who left in week 3. Please, please, please subscribe, hit like if you're watching on YouTube. If you are one of our Spotify listeners or Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating and review. Tell your friends. And that's about it. We also have a Patreon. On the Patreon right now, I have basically my reaction and talking about Thaisa of Yellow Jackets Season 3. It's always there if you want to go ahead and check it out. And on YouTube, if you are a member, you can check that out. Other than that, I actually think I'm going to come back and make a Patreon video about Ginny and Georgia. I already made one TikTok about it, but I actually had panic attacks watching this new season. And my therapist told me, actually, I think you should keep going. So I'm going to do that. But I'm also going to put it on Patreon because I just feel like it's going to be a lot emotionally, and I need some kind of coin if I'm going to exploit myself like that again. It's giving recession indicator. Just stay tuned for whatever else we have. But that's it, baddies. Here is my Destination X exit interview for week 3. Hello, I'm Nicole Weaver, the host of the Black Bi Reality Podcast, and I'm excited to be here for our third exit interview with Rachel Rosette of Destination X. How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing so good. Enough time has passed that I'm, like, yelled from the bus, so I'm like, I'm doing good watching it back now. I'm okay now.
Oh, that's really good news. You are, I love that you're still wearing the pink. We got pink cabinets behind you for those who are not watching the video part. So love that. Actually, my first question was, I love your style and I'm obsessed that Jeffrey Dean Morgan's clothes actually can be a clue to some of these. So after the Rolex clue, how close were you paying attention to his clothes?
Okay, can I be honest? I would have never looked at that man's watch, the Rolex, and been like, oh, because the makers of Rolex are I'm like, he's rich and he has good style, so he has a Rolex.
Exactly.
So I wasn't even thinking that. And honestly, I made the joke about looking at the shoes. I didn't think it was a clue. I'm just like, this man has good style. And then that's it. The only clues I was getting from that game were the croquet and the pastries on the table. And I was like, this be French. Oh,
Yeah.
and the architecture, some palace. I'm like, this looks Frenchy. I think it's French.
Yes. Okay. Very fair. I also was like, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut. So
that's quite a stretch. I'll be so for real. That was a little, the watch is a little stretch. Just
So are there any alliances or things about your fellow players that you discovered from watching the show that they hid during filming?
Yeah, I had no clue that Ty and Biggie and Shane, who else, and Allie were in an alliance. I had no idea, which is why watching back, it made more sense to me that Ty didn't save me from the map room and chose Shane. Because yes, they were partners for the show, but then I watched them like, okay, I get it. Like, that was your alliance, you know? So there were a lot of things watching back. I'm like, wait, what the heck? Like, what? I didn't know about that. So maybe I'm just unobservant, or I was just like too focused on getting a shower at the end of the day that I wasn't like looking to see who was having like those secret conversations. But I could feel it. Like, I knew connections were being made that I wasn't a part of. And so you could kind of feel like, ooh, I feel like I'm kind of like maybe not on the out, but I'm definitely not on the in either. So I could feel it, but just to the extent, I had no idea.
Who would you have said was your closest ally?
Probably Ty. Jonah, too, when we were on the show, Jonah and I connected because he's just like an angel from heaven, too good for this world. And Mac and I got along really well too. Anybody, and that was just like getting along. I felt like they probably wouldn't lead me astray. But again, it still wasn't like alliance level. It was like, oh my gosh, I really like them. Like, I think for now, in the first few weeks, like, I think we'll be okay, like trusting each other. But it definitely wasn't like, this person is going to help me get to the end. I didn't have that with anybody.
Got it. Do you have any theories as to why? And after watching the episodes back, do you have like a different take on that situation?
So at the time, I didn't talk to any of the guys because at the time I was married, and I know I felt weird about it. So I just pretended they didn't exist. So I'm like, maybe I came across as rude, but I just like, and I was friendly, you know, but I had no desire to make any alliances with any of the guys because for some reason in my mind, I'm like, I'm married. I don't know. I'm not having any weird one-on-one conversations alone. So I was like, all my focus is on the girls, right? And the girls, we were so friendly, so nice. I think we did have that. But I just think that there were stronger alliances with other guys on the team that kind of outweighed, like, they had different strategies than I had. They had different strengths than I had. And so I think it strategically just made more sense with them to align with players that offered different things than just like, oh my gosh, another girl who's going to probably notice the same things we're going to notice.
Well, let's kind of talk about that because Allie, one of the reasons why she said she gravitated to Ty was that she was a girl's girl. And Mac also said, you know, I want these women at the end of the game. Why do you think you didn't benefit from those basically claims? And how do you feel watching that episode?
You know, I feel that Ty was being completely honest when she gave me the clues for Cam. Like, I really did feel like we were trying to get there. Like, again, it's a game, so maybe not to the end, but at least one more episode. Like, Ty had my back. She's going to save my ass for, like, one more episode. Let me get you in. So I really do feel like I would have benefited from it more had it just not been incorrect. right? Mm-hmm. Of course, I always had in my mind, which was my downfall, like, remember, you can't trust any of these bitches, like, trust nobody, you're on your own. And probably had I been more forthcoming with information, had I been trying harder, probably would have benefited more.
Okay. I do have to talk to you about Rick, because you had a very tense conversation with him last episode. So when did you decide?
He didn't even show the good stuff. I was so heated with Rick. I was like, man, I'm glad you guys didn't show that, because I said some mean things. I was like, I shouldn't have said that. That was mean. I apologized to him after the show, but then they didn't even show it. I'm like, that's good.
Okay. When did you decide to, like, you were going to call him out? And was there as much anger towards Allie, who kind of did the same thing?
So I think the reason I was so upset that it was Rick is because in the beginning, we were like tight. I liked Rick because I'm like, oh my gosh, he's like dad vibes. We talked about like his wife and his kids. And then you don't see it, but Rick actually chose me and Allie for that challenge. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I love Rick. We're great. And then we all agreed on the helicopter, nobody's going to say anything about the clue. And I knew immediately that Rick opened his mouth when Biggie said that Shane. And then, of course, Shane told Allie. I'm so confused about it, because then Shane was telling Allie, I don't know what he's talking about. But that's not true, because Rick really did tell him we're in Switzerland. Now, Allie, if you look at her, I knew she was guilty of something, because her reactions, I was like, wait a second. She's like acting, what? Too shocked. But I was like, you know, if it's to another girl, like, I kind of get it if we're all benefiting each other. But it was Rick that I was like, you said you were going to keep your mouth shut and you lied to me. And then he was petty and put me back in the map room because of it. And I'm like, bro, I saw where we are. Like, that's dumb, because I know where we are. So at that point, I was like, nope, there's no going back. I'm just as petty as you. Like, you put me in the map room, like, you're dead to me. And dead he was.
So is that why on the bus he asked to talk and you, like, shut that down?
Yeah, what is there to talk about? Sorry, I was mad. Are you five? I don't like that you called me out for doing something that I did. So I'm going to put you in the map room. It's like, okay, good luck with that. You're going to be playing this game alone. You know, so I'm curious to see how it goes with him, if anybody, you know, anchors onto him, because that was from the beginning. Me, Josh, we're like, yeah, I don't trust this guy.
Did you have a similar conversation with Allie at all about that, since Allie kind of knew what she did and you probably had a sense?
Allie said she didn't tell anybody, and I kind of felt like potentially that wasn't true. But Allie and I, it's not that we didn't connect, but I could see her just connecting more with Ty. And in my head, I was like, you know what? If she tells one of the other girls, like, that's fine. But it's when she actually started getting close with Shane that I was like, skirt, wait, I don't like that. Like, you share stuff with the girls, like, I'm a little bothered because you said that you wouldn't, but whatever. But it's like, okay, now this is different, because this is a showmance and it's going to get messy. And that's when I was like, no, like, now I'm bothered by this.
That makes sense. Well, it looks like our time is up. I really enjoyed watching you, and it was so great talking to you. And I'm excited to see what you do next, Rachel.
I am too. It was so nice to talk to you, Nicole. I can't wait to see this come out.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.